while too. Around here.
I did. Around 20 years, maybe.
So, I guess, have you seen the same kind of changes?
Well, you know, gentrification. Back where I lived in Lake Clair, I didn't know what gentrification was. We just bought an old house for a bargain, and it wasn't, you know, it had been, older people had moved out and divided it into apartments, and so when we were young, and we bought it and rented out two apartments, and so it was a great...
So you and your wife did that?
What?
You and your first wife?
Yeah, Marilyn, yeah. And, yeah, that was on Arizona Avenue, and it was a bargain because our friends moved right next door. They bought a house, and then the house next door was for sale, so we bought that one with a lot in between. And we just lived there, and while we lived there, that whole place, the whole area had been big houses that had been divided into rooms and apartments, and then all of a sudden people would buy them and all the rumors would go and the houses would change and a lot of people would buy them, fix them and sell them because that's, you know, they were in it to make money. We were just finding a place to stay, and it was a beautiful place. Now I couldn't afford to live there in Lake Clair.
Oh, yeah, rent's gone up too. That's one thing. Rent went up real high.
Yeah, rent and everything.
I remember it went up real higher in Midtown than it did here to start with, and it started going up more.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are on the streets a lot, because there's rent's too high, one thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And now food's too high, but the rent's real high.